He stood for a moment, gazing out across the cathedral, then traced the sign of the scepter over the enormous bound volume of the writ before he opened it. The sound of the turning pages whispered through the cathedral's listening silence, and when he cleared his throat gently, it seemed almost shockingly loud. "Today's scripture," he said, his deep voice carrying to every ear, "is taken from the Book of Chihiro, chapter 9, verses 11 through 14. Then said the Lord to the archangel Langhorne, 'Behold, I have created my holy church to be the mother of all men and women on the face of this world I have made. See to it that she nurtures all of my children, that she teaches the young, supports the footsteps and wisdom of those who are grown, cares for the elderly, and above all, that she trains up all of my children in the way they should go. Find men worthy of this great charge among my priests. Instruct them in all of their duties. Examine them and measure their souls. Weigh them in the scales of my balance. Fire them in the furnace of my discipline. Hammer them upon the anvil of my love. And when you have done these things, when you are confident that these are the priests fit to lead and feed my sheep, set them in places of authority. Give them that which they need to do my will, and remind them, and the priests who will come after them, and all the priests who shall follow them, that their purpose and their charge and their duty is to do my will, and always and everywhere, in every way, to serve my people.' And the archangel Langhorne listened to all of these instructions from the Most High and Holiest, and the archangel bowed his face to the earth, and he said unto the Lord his God, 'Truly, it shall be as you have commanded.'" The archbishop laid his hand on the opened book, looking out across the cathedral. "This is the word of God, for the children of God," he told them.
"Thanks be to God and to the archangels who are his servants," the congregation replied, and there was an edge of tension in that response, a sort of breathless wonder as to how Stainer proposed to address those verses.
"Be seated, my children," he invited, and feet scraped and clothing rustled in a great sighing murmur as they obeyed him. He waited the better part of another full minute, hands clasped lightly on the writ. He gazed out at them, his eyes sweeping the entire cathedral, letting them see his examination and giving them time to examine him in turn. There was no sign of any notes, not even a single note card, and he smiled. It was a thing of wonder, that smile, gentle and warm, welcoming, and, above all, real. It was no actor's trained smile. It came from somewhere deep inside the man, and Garvai felt an odd little stir, more sensed than heard, sweep through the cathedral as the worshippers saw it.
"I picked today's scripture deliberately," he told them then. "But I bet most of you had already figured that out," he added, with a perfect sense of timing, and somehow that smile had turned impish. A soft mutter of laughter, laughter which had surprised itself, gusted through the cathedral, and his smile grew even more dazzling for a moment.
"Of course I selected it deliberately." His smile faded, and his voice turned serious, dropping a bit lower, so that they had to listen just a bit harder. "All of you have heard that passage time and time again. In fact, it has a name, doesn't it? The Great Charge, we call it. And we call it that because that was what the archangels called it, and because it is the Great Charge. This passage, this scripture, is the fundamental basis of Mother Church, God's own warrant for her creation and birth. His instruction to Holy Langhorne contains not only his command for Mother Church's creation, but also the description of her duties. The end, the purpose for which he ordained her creation. It tells us what she is supposed to do in simple, straightforward words."
He paused, allowing his own words to settle into his listeners' minds and thoughts, then continued.
Of course, simple and straightforward isn't the same as easy. No great task, however straightforward, is ever easy. And what task could be greater than the one God Himself assigned to Mother Church? And what other institution of this world could command the devotion, the respect, and the love of God's children more strongly than His own Church? We are enjoined again and again, over and over, in every book of the Holy Writ, to love God, to keep His laws, to do His will, to live in fulfillment of His plan, and to honor and obey His Church.
The stillness in the cathedral had grown tighter, more focused, and he smiled again, sadly, as if he felt that physical pressure bearing down upon him.